The information discussed on this show is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general informational purposes only.
It's Guy's Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guy's Guy's Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guy's Guy's Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. And this week is no exception. Today we're going to talk about a platform called Cogno Movement. Imagine being able to become more fearless, to be able to manage your cravings, to be able to have a better attitude about money and creating wealth, more confidence, more focus. So many different things that we can address if we can rewire our subconscious mind. Now, I'm not a doctor, and my guest, Bill McKenna, is not a doctor, but Bill developed what's called Cogno Movement. And it is a practice that helps deal with all of those blockages that we all have, whether it's cravings or a lack mentality, anxiety, performance issues, sports issues, business issues, and personal issues that may be buried in our subconscious. Now, it's not hypnosis. Bill works with a soccer ball and you don't kick it, but you work with it, and he'll get into how that all operates, as well as adjusting and working with some eye movements. It's pretty simple stuff. You've got to do it on a regular basis. I've worked with Bill. He's helped me out. And also, he is a really top metaphysical teacher. He's been on Gaia a bunch of times, interviewed by both George Norrie and Regina Meredith. And he's really there. He devotes his life to helping people. And once again, I'm not a doctor. He's not a doctor. But I want to give him the platform to be able to present this to you. And then if you're interested, do the research, go to the website, read the testimonials, and decide if this is something you want to learn more about. I'm not advocating it. I'm just giving Bill a chance to talk about it with me. And I'm going to ask him the questions that I think you'd want me to ask him about the practice called Cogno Movement right here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys, Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show. I'm delighted to bring back a friend of the show and a friend of mine and one of my teachers, Bill McKenna, one of the co-founders of Cogno Movement, along with his partner, Liz Larson. Let me tell you a little bit about what Cogno Movement is, then we're going to get into that, and we're actually going to talk about a country that has done some amazing things, and Bill will explain to us how Cogno Movement kind of dovetails into that, but we're going to have a fun discussion today. But let me throw out there, first of all, welcome, Bill. Welcome back to the show. Bill McKenna, everybody.
Thank you. So great to be back with you again, Robert.
Okay. So Cogno Movement, Bill and his partner Liz developed this a few years ago. It's been growing and growing. Cogno Movement uses a unique blend of movements, patterns, and sensory exercises designed to reset your nervous system, addressing the core of thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. Through this multi-sensory approach, we engage all the way people learn: auditory, visual, kinesthetic, allowing breakthroughs that feel natural, personal, and profound. So just as a tee up, Bill, why don't you tell everybody what Cogno Movement is, how you developed it, how long you've been doing it, how has it benefited people over the years, how is it different than other modalities, and what has changed over the time since you've launched it?
Wow, you know, there's a handful. This whole thing can be just about that. You know, back when we started Cogno Movement with Liz Larson, we felt like this modality was really focused around just the emotional issues that a person might have that are holding them back in life. Whether it was a fear around finances, they had trouble in relationships, you name it. That was the real beginning of CogniMovement. And it then quickly expanded based upon my personal history and Liz's personal history, very different yin and yang. And they came together to, basically create CogniMovement and unveil parts of a person, help them to evolve, whether it's the physical, emotional, spiritual, that there was a methodology that unfolded quite naturally that allowed us to make changes. Now, the application for it went from just emotional things to then the discovery around like desire, craving. And we found that simple things like, everybody has something, whether it's tacos, Coca-Cola, white wine, you name it, that they could end up just allowing themselves to have the experience of enjoying the tacos, the white wine, the Coca-Cola, whatever it was. And through doing these very specific neurological movements, stimulate their nervous system in such a way that the desire just went away. So that was probably the second thing that came out. From there, there was a discovery around athletic performance. And when I say athletic performance, what I mean is balance, focus, the timing, their timing, the coordination, and how quickly it takes them to respond correctly. Now, this seems like, that's a far cry from emotional stuff, but it has one thing in common, and that is a person's actual brain and their nervous system. So we ended up doing some studies and we were proving out that the person, let's say before CogniMovement, they did standardized tests where we could tell how quickly they were responding quickly from the time the problem flashed on the screen to the time they figured it out to the time they hit, enter, two plus four is six, input six, hit enter, the amount of time that it takes in a variety of different aspects of your mental acuity. There's, we have our logical, we have our creative brain, all kinds of parts of our brain. And it was amazing because there was about a 30% reduction in time in between the problem and the correct answer from before CogniMovement, an hour session, to after CogniMovement. This translated into extraordinary athletic performance, which, that ends up, we ended up with the opportunity to work with Olympians and the like and different professional athletes and singers. You wouldn't think like singing is an athletic thing.
Sure.
But it's your vocal cords, your breath. And the amazing thing is people were hitting like seven notes higher than they ever have in their life. And there's a professional, people that have spent their entire life basically singing and music and that sort of thing. So it's not like they haven't tried and spent a lot of money on trying to get performance.
So let me ask you this, Bill, for yourself, going all the way back to the beginning, what was going on in your life and how did you come across this? And did you use yourself as kind of the you know, the test, the lab rat, if you will, trying out these techniques?
You know, the answer, the honest answer here is, you know, at the end, it's both. You know, I was trying it on myself. I'm the first victim. And then, you know, so I'll try it out on somebody else. But, you know, what was going on in my life was that I had a significant amount of time, about a decade, where I was helping people. You know, there was a retreat house. I would go to the retreat house and I'd go to a room, and I had studied a lot of different things. And then I got to try them out, you know, on, you know, I had this flow of people to help, you know, just a nonstop flow. And then we would go in and help them. And I discovered what worked, what didn't work, and was able to try out new things. Now, the very first session was really interesting in that I may have told you this story before, but it kind of illustrates kind of what happened. We had kind of an idea, this idea of different parts of the brain and what causes the processing of emotional issues. So I, you know, I had my wife sew up a ball, stuffed it with cotton. It had these symbols and colors on it. And I knew that the ball would stimulate the right hemisphere, and the colors and symbols would stimulate left hemisphere of the brain. And in certain ways, it would cause information to flow in between the hemispheres if you did the exercise by passing the ball left and right. Anyway, bottom line is a friend had contacted me and he wanted to get a ride to the airport. Known him since I was 18. And I basically said, yeah, I'll give you the ride to the airport, but you know, I'm going to have to, you're going to have to be my victim on the first one to try this out. I have no idea if this is going to work. No, absolutely no idea. I went there and I just told him, listen, I don't want you to tell me anything, but I just want you, I know you got a big problem in your life. Just focus on that and catch this ball and say this color. And he did. And within a couple minutes, his belly button, he said, my belly button's hot. And I was like, I mean, that to me is pretty hysterical because he was literally profusely sweating. And I'm like dry as a whistle. Anyway, it was funny. And then a few minutes later, he said he was having a heart attack. And I knew enough to know that that probably wasn't the case. I had a little bit of doubt in my mind, not much, but I knew that this information was moving through his body and he was focusing on his problem. Anyway, a few minutes later, he began to choke, you know, and he couldn't breathe. He was, and I said, how's your heart? And he said, my heart's fine. I can't breathe. I'm joking. And then a few minutes later, his head hurt. And then it went out the top of his head. And that was that, you know, he was like confused.
What do you chalk that up to? What happened? What physically happened to him? And what was his issue? Was it an emotional issue? Was it what type of issue did he have? You don't have to say exactly what it is, but what type of issue was it?
I'll tell you what the issue was. Okay. And what the issue was, I didn't find out for 6 months. I didn't see him for 6 months. It was all gone. The issue literally couldn't feel it anymore. It was gone. 6 months later, he came over to the house with his wife and, you know, this particular guy, everybody's got a friend that's kind of poverty conscious. Mm-hmm. You know, you have people that are prosperous and people that, you know, have had a lot of poverty in their life. And that's just the way their brain works. Well, his wife's there and she's talking about, oh, we bought these two houses in Kanab, Utah, and these houses are cash flowing day one. We're paying off the mortgage with the excess. you know, and oh, we, he went off and created a rental on our other property, and we're making money and we're paying off that house. And we started a bee business and we're making money and we're paying, you know, anyway, it was like, there was so much money that they were generating. And it was all very positive. And I was like, wow, that's weird. And she said, yeah, this all happened after you did that thing with the ball. And I was like, hey, so to my friend, I said, you know, I have no idea. You don't have to tell me, but what, you know, what was that about anyway? And he goes, huh, oh, you know, I'm about to retire, you know, in the next few years. And my business plan for retirement was, you know, buy a trailer, move out to the desert, you know, and that's about that, because that's all I can afford. And that's the only way to financially make things work, you know, to live out my balance of my days. You know, it sounded real kind of methamphetamine lifestyle, you know, not good. But anyway, bottom line is that, to answer the rest of the question, oh, well, by the way, he's retired and he has more money than he can spend every month is what he said now, because this is now several years behind us. But to answer your question, what happened? Well, one of the things that Liz Larson and myself discovered is that it's really your energetic system that's integrated with your nervous system. And the nervous system was processing this fear. I'm going to live in a trailer. I'm going to die probably on the floor, you know, of a trailer in the middle of the desert. And literally it moved from place to place within the nervous system and, or also energetic system. You could call it that too, because they're integrated, but it basically processed. And there were different parts of his body that were kind of objecting, you know, like, no, we can't make it. It's no good. It's not going to work, you know.
Okay. Bill McKenna, a developer of Cogno Movement, my special guest on Guys Radio. And how many years ago was that, Bill, that first really breakthrough session?
I think, you know, I think it was either 2016 or 2016.
Okay.
About 2016 or so, 2000, yeah. Something like that.
When you started working on people, and now you work on athletes, you had a poverty mindset there. Now you work on athletes, singers. So those are physical things. How did you kind of touch on some of the things that could happen? I guess like for a golfer, you could help them cure themselves of the yips or that type of thing. And for the singer, could be able to see themselves being able to sing higher notes, that type of thing. It's a form of hypnosis in a way, right? Because you're rewiring the brain.
Here's the really weird thing about this. Thanks, Robert, for that. It's actually really strange. You know, it's almost a little bit flipped on its head. You know, with, let's say we're going to take the guy with the fear around finances. I didn't tell him to like, hey, you know, you can do it. Prosperity, you know, you can do this. I didn't do that. It was the opposite. I just had him feel his fear. Like when we work with somebody with the yips or somebody with the voice or whatever be the case, we work through their nervous system. And how do we do that? Well, we discovered, you know, that we stand on the shoulders of giants, right?
You have a ball. We'll talk to us about the ball. You got a soccer ball that you touched on earlier, which has different colors. You have white on the ball, then you have colors on the ball, and they address the different sides of your brain, the right side, the creative, and the left side, more analytical.
Correct. So what we do is we'll have the person focus on whatever issue that they might have and allow them to feel it. I had a woman who was an Olympic athlete, a cyclist, falling off her bike, getting concussions all the time. Well, and basically all of her athletic performance was off. Well, what we did is we will move that ball in certain ways, and we'll find the glitch. And what do I mean by the glitch? What I mean by that is your eyeballs, your brain, and your spinal cord are one neurological system. So what we do is we will move the ball, and we can tell where the glitch is within the nervous system through the eyeballs. It's an amazing thing that that once we discover where the particular area is, we can start to exercise that area, and that corresponding part of the brain comes online, and we build back their mental acuity, and we build back their athletic performance. The woman started, literally, she was falling off her bike in an 8-week period, fell off her bike 8 times, like crazy amount of times. Got to the point where she was just having fun on a scooter, like one of them little push scooters, mm-hmm. and fell off that. But it was basically the mental acuity build back, and that turns into athletic performance. And she not only went on, in this particular case, stopped falling off her bike, her performance put her in the very top echelons of the most extreme races in Europe. They have lots of tours on these road bikes, that coming up to the Olympics.
All right, question. So to do that, just so I want our audience to get a sense as to how you work, because it's a new term, it's a new modality, really. And there's the soccer ball, so there's a variable there, and then it's the connection between the spine, the brain, and the eyes. So I know sometimes you work where you ask somebody when you identify and they identify the issue they want to address, you have them kind of look in a circular fashion. And when there's a sticking point, you have them hold there. Get into that a little bit for our audience. And once again, my special guest on Guys Radio today is the developer of Cogno Movement, Bill McKenna.
So this is really, really interesting. This started shortly after the very first session. Liz Larson had brought forward, this infinity pattern. And the infinity pattern is like a figure eight on its side. Mm-hmm. So you move your eyeballs in a infinity pattern. Your head is straightforward and level, and you move your eyes around in an infinity pattern. Now the discovery was that if we have a particular issue, let's say, for example, I hate my spouse. I want a divorce. I know that sounds nuts, and everybody's listening to this. What? People want to do that? That's crazy. No. So if you move your eyes in this pattern and you let yourself feel how you feel, they don't do the dishes. They leave their dirty socks on the floor. Oh my God, it's terrible. Something's got to be done. Can't put up with it anymore. So literally, as you look around in this figure eight, and the soccer ball or whatever we're focused on basically helps your eyes to remain in a position. It gives them something to focus on, so that they'll remain in that position, because you don't want to look where it's literally physically difficult to look. You'll skip right over it.
And that's the blockage, Bill, where the person...
That's the blockage. And one of the terms we came up with was the problem and the solution are in the exact same place. So because everywhere you look is that different part of that brain. And when that part of the brain starts coming online, the mental acuity picks up in that location, all of a sudden, new perspectives emerge, new levels of athletic performance emerge, new notes start coming out of your throat. Your voice will get deeper, it will get more resonant, all kinds of things will start happening.
And typically for for a client, if you will, how many sessions do they need, and how long are the sessions?
You know, that's a really good question. So at first with Cogno Movement, I'm going to take you down the primrose path here because it won't make sense. But at first, when we did Cogno Movement, the first session was one of the first ones around Coca-Cola was, you know, somebody who loved Coca-Cola. They just couldn't get enough of it. And especially with Mexican food. And I can understand them. I can relate to that. So she, actually, you can see a video on this many, many years ago, Coca-Cola craving Cogno Movement. But you see the woman there talking about it. It was so interesting. But she liked, you know, with Mexican food. And we did really, I believe it was one session with her, and the craving went from a level 10 down to very, very low, like 0, 1, 2, something like that. And that was great. I mean, we resolved an issue in one session. And the session, you know, could go anywhere from 20 minutes to 3 hours, you know, depending. But as we progressed over time, we realized the magnitude of what we had. And I'll give you an example. If I just resolved the Coca-Cola thing, okay, great. You know, not only is she not want the Coca-Cola anymore, but all of a sudden, the relationship with her sister got a little bit better. It's like, what the heck does that have to do with that? Well, it's a different part of the brain coming online. And all of a sudden, new perceptions, new perspectives emerge. But as we moved forward, what we found was that if someone kept after this, and we put them on a program, like a 90-day program, where we were seeing them regularly, really working, the results were absolutely mind-blowing. Meaning, and what do I mean by mind-blowing? I'll give you an example. There was a guy that's a client of myself and Liz in California. And this particular person is basically been a billionaire multiple times over. And he had gone through a horrific brain injury where he was out like a hard charging billionaire that he was, partying, fell down, hit his head, busted his teeth out. His face looked like a basketball. You know, if you've ever seen a real injury where the head just inflates and the face inflates, unbelievable, you know, damage. Well, I didn't know him then. But what transpired was a complete and utter and total collapse. Not only did his billions go away, his relationships collapsed, divorce, headaches, can't think, anger, extraordinary anger, uncontrollable emotions, you know, and basically an utter and total collapse, literally getting into lawsuits with every single neighbor. Can you imagine? You know, you're losing everything. You're suing everybody, and everybody's suing you. Everything collapsed. Now, that's the downside of this journey. But this guy eventually, just, you know, like one of those cosmic coincidences, found his way to us. And we started working. This guy, he, you know, the human that was in there, that guy that became the billionaire multiple times over, that he was an amazing soul. And he had the ability to just like, I'm going to do this. And he started doing the exercises and building back his mental acuity. Unbelievable results. His anger went away. His ability to clearly think came up. His ability to start to have control over his body, his ability to perceive, his literally one of the things about cognitive movement, Liz had initially discovered this, was around peripheral vision, that literally as you your age or you have an injury, emotional or physical, your peripheral vision starts to shut down. And it is exactly the same whether it's a physical injury or emotional injury, but vice versa takes place. Literally, when you do these mental acuity type exercises, your perception physically opens up and emotionally, intellectually, every other way. It's not one aspect. It was every aspect. This guy went from all these problems to all the problems going away, rebuilding a business bigger and badder and better than the others that he had built. He not only all of that, but ends up after all of this exercise, he finds the love of his life, gets married. I mean, it's not one thing. It was everything. So it was really impressive, and the athletic ability, and you name it. But you know, it touched on all aspects.
It's a little different than I was trying to, you know, tie it into hypnosis. With hypnosis, usually you, if you're going to eliminate something like a craving, for instance, I became a non-smoker years and years ago when I went to the psychologist who was doing the hypnosis. They said, you know, why don't you want to smoke? And I said, why? And they kind of replaced that, the benefit of that, with what I was getting out of the smoking. And then I became a non-smoker, and that was it. And that's part of me is shut down completely. This seems like it's not necessarily shutting something down, but opening something up that was blocked. Is that true?
Yes. It's fundamentally different. Where that desire meets the emotion, there is a physical location in your body. You know, when you were like thinking about back in the day smoking, you were probably like, I feel it, you know, I have a somewhere in my body, there's a little bit of, you know, it's time, man.
Tingle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a little tingle somewhere. Well, that's actually within this nervous system. And the opposite, here's one of the things that I didn't mention about the Coca-Cola. All we had her do was enjoy it. Fundamentally different than hypnosis, where all this is replace this with that.
Right.
I want you to enjoy the Coca-Cola. And I mean, you know, for those of us who like Coca-Cola, a thick glass with, you know, really good ice, you know, all the little details, you know, of like, oh yeah. And, you know, and the good meal to go with it or whatever, mm-hmm. if that's your thing. But really the nuances of the little fizz in your mouth. Or
so she didn't stop drinking Coca-Cola. She just approached it differently.
No, she actually went out and tried it after the fact. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, this tastes like metal. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, we have there's another video out there on YouTube. It's called, it was around Pepsi Max. Now, Pepsi Max, you know, in Australia, I guess different parts of the world, you know, I don't know if they put extra, you know, caffeine in it or whatever, Pepsi Max, but it's, you know, there was one guy who was drinking a couple liters a day of that, and whoosh, it vanished. Wow. But there's a real interesting thing about the connection between the emotion and the physical, and that begins unbinded.
Okay. Let's have a little fun. I think we articulated, because it's a tricky one for some people to kind of process. Okay, cognitive movement, there's a soccer ball, there's neural pathways, my spine is connected to my brain, to my eyeballs, I do this infinity symbol. There's a lot there. So I want to go through all of that so people get a level set. But as I've known you, Bill, over the years, you're always coming up with other things, like what, for instance, Bill told me about if somebody's tailgating you, because I was complaining about the drivers in California who they'll pass you just to get to the stop sign or the traffic light. It's very aggressive. And I'm from the East Coast, and I wasn't used to that. It took me a while to get used to, like, just keep up with everybody and be mindful and drive defensively. But Bill told me, oh, if you imagine, you know, like a buffer behind your car, like a bunch of flowers or roses or whatever, that they won't come that close to you. And I started doing that and actually worked. So Bill has continually built new pieces of his practice over the years, he and his partner, Liz. But I wanted to get into something when I was talking to Bill about this show. He was talking to me about the country and island of Barbados and how they're doing something that's relative to cognitive movement. They're doing something very different than other countries in the world. So I thought we'd have some fun and talk about that today with my special guest, the founder of cognitive movement, Bill McKenna. Okay, Bill, tell us about Barbados.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I throw you off? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I thought you were about to go to break. Sorry about that.
No breaks here on Guys Radio. We just
there's plow, no breaks. Okay.
We plow through it.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, this is really interesting. This story starts off probably over 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago, I went on a cruise. A Caribbean, you know, one of those cruise ships where you know, all you can eat, all you can drink, cruise ship thing. It takes you in between the different islands and drops you off for a day. So I thought, oh, what the heck? I had never done one of those before. So I thought, oh, I'll go down there and we'll give it a go. And it's kind of cool. You get to see the flavor of a different island just for a few hours and you get back on board and go to the next island. And I'd been already to a lot of Caribbean islands, but when we got to Barbados, I got off the ship and I was like, this place is different, fundamentally different than all the other Caribbean islands. You know, they all have their own flavor.
Sure.
But I was noticing that all the kids were in uniforms. You know, they were literally, and I mean, oh, you know, as the Marines say, squared away. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in their uniforms. Everybody is
school uniforms.
Yeah, school, like a, you know, kind of like Catholic school or some school like that.
Okay.
So not only that, I was like, everybody here seems really pretty much disinterested. You know, they're not like, you know, after the tourists. They're just living their own life. The kids are going to school. The parents are taking care of the kids. They're doing their own commerce. You know, I'm just kind of this random guy who just came in for an hour, just take a look. You know, I'm a kind of observing. The buildings were kind of beautiful and painted, manicured, well taken care of. There was very much a different vibe where there was kind of no threat. You know, later on, you know, fast forward 30 years, you know, I now know that they have, I believe, the lowest crime of any of the islands there in the Caribbean. It's like, all the things are squared away. And the people seemed that they were very much just involved in their own livelihood and very healthy things, which is the caring for the next generation.
So what do you attribute all that to, Bill? Because I'm getting punched here on time a little bit.
So I was many years later, I met some people that were from Barbados, and I was describing it all, you know, and I was saying, God, you know, you guys, and the people from Barbados, they were very much like hard workers themselves. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, I noticed this about you guys. You're all hard workers and focused and have families and all this stuff. And anyway, they said, oh, yes. Well, you know, all this started in 1966. And I might get this wrong, so, but I believe it's, the last name's Adams, but I think it's Sir Grantley Adams. Sir Grantley Adams was responsible for taking the country into the direction of funneling all the funds into schools. Now, they had gained their independence from Britain. They were a colony of Britain. So Sir Grantley Adams, instead of taking huge loans from the World Bank, you know, that sort of thing, which typically they would put into roads and bridges and that sort of thing. And that's where the other islands would do, you know, infrastructure. But Sir Grantley was educated in Oxford. And what he did is he funneled the money into schools, and he created the most incredible school system and made education free for everybody in Barbados. So with this, what happened is he inadvertently, or vertently, I guess you would say, actually created mental acuity. You got the kids, as their brains was developing, building the mathematics, reading skills. These are different parts of the brain. And ultimately, all of these different parts of the brain that got stimulated from an early age, repetitively, as the brains were growing, turns into this prefrontal cortex coming online, you know, in the early mid-20s, where the executive function. So when your brain is operating properly, you will become emotionally regulated. You will be able to support yourself. You will have better relationships. You will have better athletic performance. You will be able to have a life at another level. Well, he did this by providing that education. He was doing something that we're doing manually with Cogno Movement, building back mental acuity. Amazing. And relative, that turned into, it's such a beautiful example, because that is that island from crime, economic prosperity, everything is there. So anyway.
Nice. I love the way that it all ties together. So great story. And hey, let's go to Barbados, everybody. Sounds like I've been there, and I agree with you. It's a very cool vibe there, and everybody's doing their thing. I really enjoyed myself. I was there for business. It's a great place. So, Bill, we're out of time. Bill McKenna, founder, co-founder with Liz Larson of Cogno Movement. You have a show on UK Health Radio also. It's called New Perspectives. Check it out, everybody. Bill McKenna, Liz Larson, Cogno Movement. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, another fascinating conversation, very informative, with my pal Bill McKenna, talking about the platform and program he's developed called Cogno Movement. If you go to his website, you can learn a lot more about it. But what I wanted to do today is really give Bill an opportunity to explain what it is and how it works and who would need to check into something like this. And it's pretty much everybody, because we all have some type of blockages that we're dealing with, whether it be about money or relationships or just a success mentality or cravings, as we got into with Bill. And it's just fascinating stuff, because It's all natural. You use a soccer ball, you roll your eyeballs and do some work that way. Of course, it's all this part of a specific program, but it's not, you're not taking any drugs or anything like that. So it's pretty cool stuff. I think it's worth checking out. I think Bill did a masterful job in articulating what it's used for and how it works, because there are some different pieces to it, and it's a little bit different than other modalities, including hypnosis. I am an advanced clinical master hypnotist, and we do things a little bit differently than this, but it is about rewiring the subconscious and helping somebody identify the issues that they want to work on, and then helping them reach their solutions on their own and just be kind of a guide for them. He always has something new to add. He hasn't rested on his laurels with Cognome Movement. He's really all about finding new ways to help, finding new ways to help people become the best versions of themselves. And I think that's what we're all about here on Guys Guys Radio. We bring you the information, and then you make the determination. It's like, is this something that's going to help me? Is this something I want to look into? Is this something that I can benefit from? What we do here on Guys Guys Radio, when I qualify my guests and bring them on, I make sure that I think they have something that is safe, that people can spend some time looking into, and then make the determination if is this something right for you? Because that's what it's all about. It's not about my hawking something or my guests. I don't let them, as you know, just get on here and start selling. I allow them to have a platform, to have a discussion where we get into the specifics about how they're adding value and can help my audience, which is you folks out there. And that's what we do here on Guys Guys Radio. And I think Bill did a good job. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.